Let's go, let's go, let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hart with you on a Monday here at Gillette Stadium. Another practice in the books, Andy Hart, day 9. Another one not in full pads for the Patriots. Shorts and, for the most part, shorts. A couple of people had long pants on, but
Brandon Spikes, because he's a nonconformist.
He is. Well, he's, you know, it would be a boring place if everybody just wore shorts when you were supposed to wear shorts. But a beautiful day, a beautiful morning here in Foxborough. A little bit cooler, probably a little bit cooler than the coaches would like, but I'm sure the players appreciate the breeze and
not just
maybe mid-70s at most in terms of temperatures. Very very pleasant morning here in Gillette Stadium.
Who's the guy, Justin, I wanted to talk about?
Francis.
Francis! Too cool
Lighten
for his liking.
Francis.
Had a hooded sweatshirt on under his shells.
He did, and the team, as we speak, is getting set to board the buses and head to the airport and get out to Philadelphia, where they will work out with the Eagles for the next 3 days before the Friday night preseason opener.
Which was a slight change to the schedule. Originally, it was billed as 2 practices.
Well, with Thursday to be determined.
Now there's 3. I'm guessing it'll still be a walkthrough, though.
Yeah.
It's the day before a game.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect there'd be too much going on there. As Eric likes to say, let's do the bookkeeping first, get that out of the way. I'm going to do it in a little bit less time than it would take him to do it, however.
I was about to go to the bathroom because I figured I had plenty of time if that's how you would.
No. Mark Harrison, Ross Idowling, Marcus Cannon, Rob Gronkowski, Jermaine Cunningham, and Armon Armstead were not seen anywhere out at practice today. In terms of people that returned after missing some time, Nate Ebner was one
sort
who was
of.
Out there. Again, sort of on a limited basis.
Did a lot of running on the Revs field.
Michael Jenkins also was out there, did some work on the bike, didn't really practice.
No helmet.
Kevin Haslam, an offensive lineman who's been banged up recently, he was out there, no helmet.
No helmet.
Also
really, on the Revs field for a period.
Didn't really do anything. Most notably out of those guys that sort of were back but kind of doing stuff, kind of not, Alfonso Dennard, who really hasn't done much in team periods, over the last several days. According to the Boston Herald, that was due to an injury, not anything to do with the arrest, which I don't know why it would have had anything to do with an arrest when
he was here.
He's been here all through camp and taking part. But anyway, the Herald had that report, so I passed it along. Herald, check.
Including the days, by the way, when he wasn't even participating, he had his helmet and was standing on the sideline.
Correct.
So there was no confusion as to where he was, just why he wasn't on the field at right cornerback.
He was more involved today than he had been on Sunday.
Certainly.
I mean, on Saturday, the last time we got a chance to see them. Didn't take part in everything, but he was out there throwing a lot of the periods. Andy, what we had today is just a whole lot of situational work, and you name it, they went over it. Free kicks, onside kicks, short kicks.
End of half, Hail Mary.
End of half setup, field goal, end of game. You rush down to the 1 yard line to get a playoff. Like I said, you name it, they went over it today. More or less a walkthrough kind of style, but a little bit quicker pace than a normal walkthrough.
We didn't see an intentional safety.
We didn't see an intentional safety. We did see a free kick off of safety, though.
But I named it.
Right?
We didn't see it.
Did we see a free kick off of safety?
We did.
We saw some Hail Mary work where they were
Sudfeld, a weapon in the Hail Marys.
They had some plays where it was clearly the last play of the game from deep in their own end where they had to try to lateral the ball a few times. That worked out pretty well, though, because it was really
they threw it
a
once
catch to Amendola and then a lateral to Leon Washington, and evidently no one wanted to chase down Leon Washington because he was gone. Might be my play of the day.
Okay. Excited for you.
Anything stick out to you in terms of any kind of personnel groups we should point out?
Yes.
The right guard of the day was?
Then no.
Who was the right guard of the day?
It was
Will
Svitek.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, when you get to your fifth right guard, at some point I'm going to stop learning the guys' names.
At least the fifth.
I'm pretty sure it's the fifth because you go from Conley to Cannon to somebody else. And
Tyrone
then,
Green.
Tyrone Green, Zusevic, and now Svitek. It might have had a taste of Haslam in there at some point, but
well,
I don't know.
That's why I said it was
I'm pretty sure it's the fifth.
I tweeted out it was the fifth or sixth because I kind of lost track.
They're trying to beat the record held by center a couple years ago where they had the 4. But yes, that's a interesting because it's, you know, continuity. You got all your starters. You got Solder, Mankins, Wendell, Vollmer even today, I thought, was out there for everything, even though it was a quasi-situational walkthrough.
Not much contact.
He rotated less, but I don't know if he rotated less because the guy who usually rotates with him was next to him playing right guard.
Good point.
But, yeah, you know, four out of your five spots have been very very consistent. That last one, it's like now I expect Svitek to get hurt based on the way it's gone for everybody else.
I hope not. Nice man. Had a chance to talk to him last week doing a getting to know.
Tyrone Green's a nice man, too.
And you had a chance to talk to him last week doing a getting to know.
And he got hurt.
So evidently it's the PFW curse striking
again. And
Matthew
Slater also on the bike, by the way.
You are correct. He did some work on the bike as well. Joe Andruzzi out in the field today.
Yeah.
Good to see Joe, one of my favorites.
You know.
Just thought I'd point that out.
Who always has a little bit of a role with the strength and conditioning staff.
Correct.
Especially when they're spread as thin as they are right now with, you know, guys on the revs field and, you know, in various states of participation, so to speak.
Anything that you saw that, you know, from a personnel standpoint, it sounded like you wanted to add something. I button-hooked you with the right guard situation. Was there anything that stuck out to you?
No.
No. Not a whole lot.
I mean, first of all, the practice was basically, interestingly, it was sort of your ones. You got a lot of work for the ones in the situational. You know, Brady was out there virtually the whole time when they went to the true situational work. Now, that had followed up a period where Mallett and Tim Tebow got a lot of reps when Brady was actually doing sort of a walkthrough with no defense on the other field, going through some things. But then when they went to all that situational work end of half, that was all Brady running the show. You know, I thought Sudfeld had another, even though it's just a walkthrough type situation, Sudfeld very active yet again. Hail Mary, he was taught it by Josh McDaniels on one field, and then he went and hauled it in on the other field with the defense there. I actually had a chance after that to have another touchdown and a deep ball. But I just, to me, even in that walkthrough period, and maybe I'm making more of this, the three guys that have seemed the most, certainly two, Amendola and Aaron Dobson continue, you know, you see a play here, you see a play there. It's, you know, Dobson had a catch in the play.
Two straight in the end zone.
But
yeah.
Brady kind of scrambled like Tebow does and then threw it in the corner where he was sort of double covered and Dobson just goes up and snatches the ball out of the air and comes down with it. That continues to be, even in stupid stuff like that, to me, that's impressive. Just sort of that dynamic of them working together and building whatever confidence can come from even a stupid play like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, as I pointed out, what I thought is sometimes interesting to see how guys react when it's one of those situations Andy talked about earlier. You have one play to sort of get down in position and then you're going to kick a field goal. Or you have one play and then you need the touchdown, so you're rushing to the line. You know, they had a couple where they did it down to the 1 yard line where they complete a pass and they get down on the one and they had a rush and they handed the ball off to Stephen Ridley off tackles, you know, if he can get in. Stuff like that. Interesting to see how much scrambling around there is, particularly with the younger guys. Dobson, mm-hmm. Kembrell Tompkins. We saw some sort of switching sides in those situations. That's some stuff that probably needs to be ironed out for some of those younger guys.
And we've seen that pretty much every day.
Yes.
Someone lines up on the wrong side and has to sprint across the formation. It's been all of them, too. I've seen Tompkins. I've seen Amendola do it, even though he got a lot of praise from Bill Belichick this morning in his press conference for the work he's done and how reliable he's become so quickly. But that's those little things, you know. It's not second nature. They haven't been running it for 4 years. They've been running it for 4 or 5 months now when you go back to the spring. And then the other thing that I found interesting, and we should mention, Mike Zapanzik and Stankiewicz were brought back.
Matt Stankiewicz.
Yeah, I didn't know his name, so I was just going to call him Stankiewicz. Were brought back to fill out the 90-man roster this morning, and then we actually saw Zapanzik get plenty of rep in the field goals at the end of practice with Ryan Allen, sort of that second group was snapping there. I think Bill wasn't happy at one point with Zapanzik's speed getting the ball back there. It looked like he asked him to get it back there a little more quickly in, you know, so many words. And we saw, you know, Zoltan Mesko continuing on the far field. And I know there were some writers talking to him about is he legitimately in a competition and sort of how that could unfold. And so we did see Allen again, as we've seen previously, set the holds and, you know, at least giving Gostkowski a taste of what I guess could be a possibility for the regular season.
Yeah, that's at least the third time that I've seen him extensively hold during the course of a practice. He did it late last week, then he did it again on Saturday.
And you must like that.
Well, I think that it makes sense that if you are going to have him as being in any kind of competition, you have to find out if he can hold, too. That's part of the equation. Clearly, Bill wants it that way. He has had backup quarterbacks hold at times. I think Castle was the holder at one period of time when he was here.
But he clearly doesn't like
But he likes to have the punter, and the reason he says that is those two guys spend the most time with one another. And
the three amigos.
They get a chance to do a lot of work. So I think he likes to have the punter be the holder, if at all possible. I think it was when we were going through that musical punter situation with Brooks Bernard and those guys that Castle was the holder that year. Aside from that, at the end of practice, you said you already mentioned Justin Francis spoke. Vince Wilfork spoke at length. Talked about his enthusiasm for this defense and where this defense is right now in training camp. And then he kind of chuckled. He goes, you know, not that I'm upset where the offense is, but, you know, he's more obviously interested in his side of things.
Even throughout, like, weak numbers, which I found interesting, sort of, but, you know, we can do some things that, you know, maybe would have taken us 2 weeks longer last year because of the continuity and because of, you know, the guys that are back. And even, I think he threw Tommy Kelly and Adrian Wilson there. He said guys with a lot of experience in the league, because obviously those guys haven't been here, but they're both decade-long NFL players. And it's certainly Tommy Kelly's played in some Patriots-like schemes with Ryan out there for various periods. So be interesting to see. He used the phrase, we can be as good as we want to be on defense. Well, we'll see as this starts to piece together. They'll get a test a little bit this week where, you know, he was laughing about the tempo. You know, I'm sure he's not really looking forward to this Chip Kelly way of tempo and practice and offense.
Oh, no. You could tell he was not, well, you don't want any part of this. I think it's one of those games he's going to be very happy to play a series or two at most Friday night.
It'd be funny if they were only supposed to play a series and he still tapped out.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically what you saw today. It was a little bit shorter practice, about an hour and 45 minutes or so, which is about a half hour to 45 minutes shorter than most of the other workouts have been. And as I mentioned, the team is getting ready to get on those buses right now, and we'll find out what's going to happen over the next few days once they get to the NovaCare Complex in Philadelphia.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
You got a little NovaCare in your mouth.
Yeah, and Eric Scalavino, I don't want to mispronounce his name.
Scalavino.
Get yelled at. He will be on hand. He'll give us the breakdown. Andy and I will be with Fred tomorrow for PFW in Progress.
Woohoo!
So we will not have any more roster training camp updates for the podcast until next week, because obviously Eric is on his own. But any final words here before we send it?
Peace out.
Send it to the netherworld?
I'm good.
All right.
I think you've said it all.
Me too. There's nothing else to say, so we'll be back for PFW in Progress on Tuesday, normal time, 12 noon.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.